Howdy. So this is something we haven't done before and may or may not do again. You are listening to a watch-along that is meant to be listened to while you are watching The Ghost in the Darkness. If you are not watching the movie while listening to this, there will be big long gaps of silence or where you hear the movie in the background. So be warned that this is intended to be listened to while watching the movie The Ghost in the Darkness. Right here at the beginning, after our little intro jingle, there'll be a sync up point where we say what's on screen so you can match up and watch at the same time. We do also plan on releasing it as a regular podcast episode or regular-ish where we take out all of the gaps where we're not talking. So check our podcast feed if you want to listen to just that. And the audio quality here isn't quite what I had hoped. I had tried to turn down the background noise of the movie itself, but I still wanted to make sure I ran the whole episode, the whole audio recording here, through a leveler so it wouldn't have any peaks to blow out speakers or headphones or however you're listening to this. So basically, I chose to save your ears any surprises at the expense of having the background noise a little louder, which I guess will help you keep the movie synced throughout, but I also hope it doesn't get me flagged for any kind of copyright stuff. So owners of Ghost in the Darkness, take this for what it is. It's just kind of a watch along. Don't report us. Yeah, so I guess enjoy the show. So welcome to a very special episode of History in Film. This is our Ghost in the Darkness episode, and we're going to try to do a couple different things here. One is a watch-along, so actually let's get that kind of synced up here for you all first. If you want to kind of sync up with where we're at here, probably wait until we get some words on the screen here that I can kind of match it up here with. Constellation Films is on screen. I'm kind of waiting for maybe the first credit here.
Constellation Films Presents. All right, right there.
There you go. Yeah, we're on right now. Constellation Films Presents. Yep, okay. Ghost in the Darkness just came on the screen right now, the title screen.
So if you want to watch along and sync up.
There you go. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
But also, even more importantly, this is the first ever episode where Logan and I are in the same room.
Recording at the same time.
Right. Okay, but this movie just said we were in London in 1898. I always do that. I would do that with track times, too. Like, I'd always say, like, I ran the 2 mile in, like, 242. Like, I'd always say the wrong first number.
1242.
Yeah. Well, 1242, that's faster than that. But, like...
Oh, okay. For you, I thought you were talking about your athlete.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, fair. Oh. Did we lag? Okay. We're good.
All right, it did lag a little bit, but I mean, think for the most part, it'll probably be all right.
Okay, so I forgot about this. There's the voiceover guy, narrator. He's just one of the locals then, right? And he's kind of telling the story?
Yeah. And we're about to get our first of many bad English accent Val Kilmer lines.
Oh, that's Wilkinson, right? Tom Wilkinson?
Yeah.
Does it?
I like that they took Val Kilmer and put glasses on him and now he's British.
So much more civilized. Winning personality
keeps a charm. My wife is the game player of families. Thank you, gentlemen. Look at me closely, Colonel Patterson. I'm a monster. My only pleasure is making those people who work for me. People like yourself. Make one mistake and I promise.
Actually, I'm going to turn it down a little bit because this is coming up in my audio.
We're a race, Colonel. The prize is nothing less than the continent of Africa. We are building the most expensive and daring railroad in history for the glorious purpose of saving Africa from the Africans and, of course, to end slavery.
Technically that's true. Like the English was trying to shut down the slave trade in Africa.
Right.
But it definitely had a lot more to do with, you know, the natural resources and you know, expanding their colonial reaches.
Oh, yes. It's like they're definitely self-interested while also pretending to be the benevolent overlords, and even, of course, the inherent racism of saving Africa from the Africans.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we should mention, so Val Kilmer's character here is based on an actual person. The Patterson guy is real. He actually wrote the book that all this stuff was based off of when he basically got back from these adventures. But I'm pretty sure didn't it say in like a kind of John Smith way that he may have embellished some things, and
right.
We don't know if we can actually count on 100% of what he said. But the bullet points in this movie seem to be actually pretty darn accurate,
right,
from what I read.
Other than there's a lot of consolidation of, you know, multiple historical figures into like a single character. Like Michael Douglas's character in this is not a real person,
right?
But he was working with other hunters. Just they weren't necessarily all
one
the same
guy, yeah, or even a British guy,
right?
Yeah, we're kind of cutting ahead to the lions here. We don't know that the lions are going to occur yet. We just know that Val Kilmer's pretending to be English and going to go to Africa.
Yes.
Oh, and this is Emily Blunt, right? Or Mortimer.
Yeah.
Emily Mortimer.
Emily Blunt is
Krasinski's wife. I always get the Emily's mixed up.
He mentioned too that they're competing with the French and the Germans, and I think the Belgians too at this time in the Congo.
Which makes sense when we talked about like Lumumba and all that, which is obviously way after this. But as far as the Belgian influence in Africa,
so pretty much the entire continent of Africa at this point in history is split up between
Europe, yeah.
European power.
Yeah, well, if you look at maps at the time of Africa, it's kind of crazy, and it's all French West Africa. And
right, there's German East Africa.
Right. So does it count as a bad British accent if you're actually just not trying to do a British accent? Like, it's not bad, he's just not doing one.
That's a good point. It's not necessarily bad if he's just kind of speaking in his regular Val Kilmer voice.
Which, I mean, too soon, but he'd kill to speak in that voice today.
Jesus.
Sorry. Hey, he's still alive at the time of recording. But no, props to Val Kilmer. I haven't really heard much bad about him. He seems like a
Did you see the documentary,
guy.
Val?
Oh, no.
I didn't either. I've seen it pop up on like my For You on Amazon or whatever. Oh, so one thing that I had seen about, so he was, earlier they were talking about the slave trade, and that was one of the things that they think actually contributed to the reason that these lions eat people in the first place, is because they'd take these massive
Yes.
slave trains, basically right along the route that the railroad was going, you know, throughout the
previous 100 years,
17th and 18th centuries,
yeah.
And as you're going along, if you're a slave driver, if you have like sick or dead slaves, it doesn't pay to keep them in your train.
Right, why carry them?
They just kind of ditch them on the side of the road. Well, that made really easy. It was easy. It was like a buffet for the lions.
Right.
And so then they acquired the taste of human flesh. And then as the British come in and stop the slave trade, but then start building the railroad with all these yummy railroad workers. That's why then you get all these lion attacks.
Yes, and it was kind of like, they say it's kind of unique, but that's the reason why it's a theorized, very plausible reason that that would make sense.
Yeah.
I'll have to fact check that. Is that true? I can't imagine that's true. Do giraffes only sleep 5 minutes a day?
I don't know. I'm actually going to Google that right now.
Okay. Do a live fact check here. It'd be kind of funny though if everything he's saying here is just so wrong. Get Steve Irwin in here.
Anything special about men? Oh, it's just that they fart through their mouths.
Well, that's rear projection. I never really noticed that. Or am I wrong? Yeah, you're right. He's definitely doing a weird voice there.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of the Matt Damon non-accent in... oh my gosh, what was the him and Adam Driver and Jodie Comer? We didn't know.
Oh, Last Duel.
Last Duel.
He's just Matt Damon.
He's like fake French non-accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the little shot through the briars there. That's almost kind of maybe foreshadowing to some of the berms or whatever they set up, fortifications they set up later.
Okay, so this says that giraffes tend to sleep during the night, although they do take naps during the day, and that they can sleep lying down or standing up, and their sleep cycles are short, not 5 minutes short, but like 35 minutes or shorter. So they
But get, multiple times throughout the
exactly,
day.
Exactly, so they get more sleep than 5 minutes a day.
But possibly not a lot of, not at a time, yeah.
Right.
They power nap constantly.
But hey, if you're... What year is this?
That's true, 1898.
In 1898.
That might have been the conventional wisdom at the time, yeah.
Right, or he's just like, he's not going to know if I'm full of shit. Right. Like, I can make up whatever facts I want.
Samuel Colonel John Patterson, the bridge builder. We've been getting ready for you. Good. Let's see the bridge site. I've got some medical supplies to deliver.
AKA the river? I guess it depends on what point it's going over. But yeah, so like these points are, these broad strokes are accurate. Like in 1898, like I'm pretty sure I read that it was 1895 when the British actually took over this area of Kenyan from maybe, I forget who had it before, but the British took over about 1895, wanted to put a bridge in because it's all about trade and just getting goods and services, obviously, across the continent here. So they were putting in a railroad about this time, and John Patterson was brought in to take the lead on that project, which is what we're seeing now in the film.
And these would have been, which I think they show it a little, but these would have been mostly imported Indian workers.
That's what I was thinking.
Not necessarily native Africans.
Right. That's what I was thinking, but I couldn't remember. But in the movie, they look mostly African, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's talking about Indians.
Okay, so there were both.
Okay.
The lead cows are sacred, while the Muslims eat the cows. Here we go. Of course. I've worked with both Hindu and Muslim. Perhaps I can help. You can certainly try. It won't work. Nothing works.
So this is modern-day Kenya.
Right.
I don't know if we said that already.
Oh, right. And the railroad is like connecting it to Uganda, right?
No, the railroad goes from Lake Victoria in the west to Mombasa, which is a port city on the east coast of Kenya.
Oh, the entire thing. I think I could talk about all the different segments, though, too, that were ultimately combined, I thought.
But, oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? At the time... Oh, no, because at the time, Tanzania was still German East Africa.
Okay.
So this would have been... I wonder if Uganda and Kenya were not separate entities at this point, though, if it was all just part of, like, a British colony.
Right.
I didn't look too much into the geography, but...
Shouldn't be difficult. A better job, not the world, and build a bridge. Bring Latin over water.
I like the disgust on the guy's face at his horrible accent. He's just like staring down Val, like, really? That's the best you can do? Don't. I was gonna say, don't you have an Oscar? But I don't think Val's ever been. Has Val Kilmer been nominated for an Oscar?
Well, bastards get even sick if you don't shut up. David Hawthorne.
Wait, that's
That's Sir Davos.
Holy cow! Nice.
The Onion Knight.
meant to be charming. Still has all his fingers there.
You never had it. Angus and I don't like each other much.
I am also a liaison between these two.
Clearly you don't share Bowman's vision.
This is the sham. You need it. It's ridiculous. It's only being built to protect the ivory trade. And rich men richer.
But why stay, Doctor?
Someone's got to keep Melisandre in check.
Thank you to it. Dr. Harford.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot.
You seem to have brought bad luck with you. Come here. This is Karim, one of my orders. He was attacked by a man-eater earlier today.
A man-eater attacks? And you're such a buffoon. You almost forget to mention.
His injuries are only slight. He's riding his donkey not far from here. And suddenly a lion sprang on them. Donkey took the brunt of it. Then the lion ran off.
Thank you, Karim.
Promise I haven't seen this movie in so long. I'm kind of not really talking and just watching.
Yeah.
But, what are you going to do about it?
Very well, I'll sort it out to see.
1997, though, right? I'm pretty sure I saw this in the movie theater freshman year in college. Like, with some teammates and stuff.
Have you ever hunted?
Not exactly.
I remember we really liked it.
Can you keep quiet?
It is a fun movie. Like...
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially when Michael Douglas comes in. Michael Douglas kind of steals the show, I feel like.
Yeah. And it does everything it wants to do. Like, it's suspenseful. There's, you know, cool action. It did, I think... I mean, hit up the Wikipedia page and make sure, but I'm pretty sure it won, like, an Academy Award in the technical...
That is precisely my
one of the technical awards.
Wait, he looks familiar, too.
I would eat you.
I know. This is the best way to hunt a lion.
I don't know. I've never even seen one.
I think one of the YouTube videos I was, you know, looking into to walk, talk about the historical inaccuracies or whatever, and just reviewing the movie in general, talked about it's a really good movie with bad performances in the leads.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably a fair assessment.
I would describe it pretty much the same way, yeah.
Which is the same, because I really like Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas. So at some point, is that on them or the directors?
All right, so this is the first time that we've actually seen any of the lions.
Which, in the movie, have manes.
Right.
But the man-eaters of Tsavo did not actually have manes, because the lions in this part of Africa don't have manes.
Tsavo lions, for some reason, and I don't even think that, like, they know why, but for some reason, Tsavo lions, male lions, do not have manes.
I thought they said it was maybe just as simple as the heat. It's just way too hot for manes in that part of Africa.
A heat thing or like a vegetation, like the...
Oh, okay.
We see later on in the movie when they build the big fences out of those like thorny bushes, and the lions are able to just kind of slip right through them.
Yeah. Well, part of that, there's more brush and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
so they already killed the lion, so I forgot this is only a 15-minute movie.
It's a short...
Oh, so the ghost is the lion, and then the darkness is when the credits roll. Like, it's just the movie's over, cut to black. Yeah.
It's the ghost of the dead lion that they killed 15 minutes in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. It's an actual ghost. The other thing, too, is they talk about... I couldn't really find a good source of this. I found, like, one source talking about that they took... The reason the locals called him the Ghost in the Darkness was based on a local tribal legend, and that's why they named him after the local tribal legend, but I couldn't find the history of that actual legend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I'd be curious to know what that full legend is, but I couldn't find it. It's a hard thing to actually Google.
I'm going to show up to Junior.
I use my hands.
Nice.
Oh. John, 4 weeks is just not enough time.
You just have to use your hand.
This guy is not prepared. Falling out of trees, stuff blown away. Are those supposed to be like tiger or lion scars on his cheeks? Or just...
I think so.
Those do not look realistic at all. They're too perfect.
Or maybe they're just...
like representative, like...
script animal scars to show that he... you know... oh, no, he has a... I think that's a...
paint?
Yeah, because he has the exact same on both sides of his
face.
Okay,
and down his nose. Well, this is where Maximus went to... oh, is Maximus the ghost? That'd be a good twist. What are they doing?
I don't know, that was kind of strange.
Sending longing looks at each other. This would be a whole different kind of movie. What happened in the last 7 weeks? I guess we're just jumping ahead to we have a little more railroad built now.
It was business as usual because they thought they killed the lion, so nothing was happening.
Oh, and they were right because there must have been no lion attacks in the last 7 weeks.
So this did win an Oscar for best sound editing.
Okay.
Which
I can see. Yeah. With the trains and the guns and the lions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of things that make sound in this movie.
It's simultaneously like a good movie that has an Oscar in a technical category, but also Val Kilmer was nominated for a Razzie for worst Oscar.
Oh yeah. So yeah, look
worst
up
supporting actor this year.
Look up Val. Has Val ever been? I feel like he's been nominated for an Oscar before. But I can't think of what. Maybe The Doors. I don't think he's ever won, but I feel like he's probably nominated. But also wouldn't be surprised if not. He kind of doesn't do Oscar-y movies, I guess, typically.
No, he has not won an Academy Award.
No, I knew he hadn't won, but not nominated either?
Not nominated either.
Okay.
He has won multiple MTV Movie Awards.
Nice.
3 times.
Like, see, let me guess.
For most desirable male.
Let me see if I can guess then.
Okay.
The Doors?
No.
Oh, really? Tombstone.
Yes.
Man.
And 2 years later.
Oh, Top Gun?
No. No, 2 years later.
2 years after Tombstone?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think what would have been. I'm getting confused with. I was going to say City of Angels. I'm getting confused with Nick Cage. Okay, I give up.
Batman Forever.
Oh, yeah.
And Heat.
Okay, yeah. Not Top Gun. Come on, MTV. Iceman's smoking.
Well, I don't even think there was MTV Movie Awards.
Okay, there was MTV, but probably not the Movie Awards yet. You're right. That's fair. I don't know if you noticed, but I basically have the same glasses.
Yeah. Did you do that on purpose? Did you get them after this movie?
Not right after, but yeah, after. I've had those glasses forever since I only wear them like in the morning and the evening when I don't have my contacts in. And so they're like 20 years old. And yeah, I think I even intentionally thought that they were kind of like this one, these glasses. There you go. So I wear John Patterson's glasses. Wait, so which guy is the... so we had that narrator at the beginning. Have we seen him in the context of the story here yet then?
I don't know. I haven't...
we haven't really been watching close enough?
Is it supposed to be Samuel? Is that supposed to be the
narrator? That sounds right, yeah. Uh-oh. Ominous music. And this to me doesn't feel... I don't know. Well, I mean, it's all right.
This is very...
well, no, he doesn't fight. He's just basically like, what are these lions doing? Should I get up and run? Nah. What are these lions doing?
This also feels very Jaws to me.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They're working really hard to not have to show the lion.
But this guy doesn't seem really interested in trying to save himself.
Well, he's grabbing the grass.
Well, I know, but like when he first got dragged out, and then like the lion, I felt like let him go for a second. And he's just like, this is weird.
I don't know. He's probably really tired.
Really tired. Okay. Well, at some point, you probably get woken up by, you know, a lion attack. Yeah, that feels a little odd. I'd be curious too, would a lion drag you away or just eat you where you're at?
I don't know. Probably depends. I mean, think about like a...
Well, that's kind of gruesome.
If it, wants to... Oh, look. Pooch hears all the animal noises.
Oh.
And thinks there's something in the TV.
Who eats your feet first? That's right. No one would eat feet first. Wait, so they killed the lion earlier because the lion attacks, but then this attack to them feels completely new? So were there previous fatalities to the man-eaters? Or just the, oh, there was no attacks but no fatalities, right? Like the one guy had the like the limping leg?
Yeah, I think.
So basically this is almost like the beginning of the man-eaters.
Right.
Which is actually accurate, right? Because it's kind of when the railroad started building there was when these attacks started, yeah. But then we heard Samuel's voiceover again.
And this, him sitting up in the tree to hunt, that is accurate.
Yeah, he would actually do that, yeah.
His
yeah.
hunting method.
And I'm trying to remember, even some of the baiting they do later, was that, I'm trying to think, was that true?
Yes. Like with the...
The cart?
The train
car. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to go see the actual lions, they are in, what is it, the Chicago Museum of Natural History?
The Field Museum.
Field Museum in Chicago? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot what it's called. Their stuff, I said it was also, though, they're smaller than they were when they were alive because Patterson had to have them cut to make rugs out of, so he basically reduced the skin size, so when they stuffed them, they were smaller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fires are no work being done.
Malaria epidemic. Very sudden.
There's no reason for fear.
On that, I choose to remain dubious. Two are dead now and two night.
A second.
Far end of the camp. A man wandering alone at night. As you must attend in the house of Mahina.
It's too soon for a lion to kill from hunger. In our village. You construct bamboo fences around where we live. Big belly fires at night. That keeps the lion away. Good.
So they tested hairs from those lions.
Oh, yeah.
To find out how many people they had eaten in, like, the last, how you know, whatever months of their lives.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly how that test works. I think it's similar to, like, how you can do the drug tests by someone's hair.
Okay.
And I think it was like they determined that it was less than 30, but that was assuming that they killed and then entirely consumed a person.
Right.
Whereas, I mean, and we're seeing it, right? They were just talking about it. They're not killing because they're hungry. Like, they're just killing people because it's like entertainment. It's fun for them.
Right, so they're not mutually exclusive. They could have only eaten 30 some, but they could have killed another 100 more, and then both accounts are right.
Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Because,
I thought Patterson said like 135.
Yeah, and Patterson said 135, but there were people that said that, you know, oh, that number's way too high. And I guess the highest confirmed hard number is the, you know, less than 30, 20-something that they found using the testing, but it is likely somewhere in between those two numbers. Or it could be as high as 135 as well.
We would also think that, like, I mean, could they not, like, write down the names of the people that died?
Well, that's the thing. Like, this is a British operation, and
right,
all of the workers are native Africans or Indian, so, like,
they don't even care.
It's kind of like a who cares.
That's crazy. Yeah. On. More British imperialism stuff.
No. Oh, yes. I think so. Here it comes.
Even you two must admit, it's glorious what man can accomplish. With one common splendid goal, there are no limits. Think what will be done when we all have got one thing in our hearts. I am immune to your disdain.
I'm trying to figure out who that guy is. The skinny guy there with the mustache. He looks kind of familiar, but I can't place him.
What's his character's name?
That I don't know either, which makes it tough. He should be a top 10 credits guy.
I have four wives. Good luck.
The struggle is the glory.
So the actor's name is Brian McCarty. Just scrolling through his other credits, I don't think I've seen any of these. Oh, never mind. It says he was in Snatch, but it's the TV, so the TV series, not the movie.
There's a TV series? Is it related?
Apparently. I don't know. I mean, it... It looks like it's related. I've never even heard of it.
Uh-uh.
Carly, the big excitement yesterday was when some school children spotted a whale. They were looking at Nigel. That was an attempt at humor, but I don't feel very funny these days. Anyway, after our son, you'll note I still have total confidence. Well, after he's born, I think... travel might be the order of the day.
This is fairly accurate too, with like the age of his wife and kid and all that timing with this.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
wants to come to Africa. So I didn't realize either. This is actually like the third movie based off of The Man-Eaters of Tsavo, which is the name of the book that Patterson wrote.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a 1952 movie called Bwana Devil, and a 1959 movie called Killers of Kilimanjaro.
And they're all about these lions?
It's all
the same story, basically?
Let me see. Like I said, this is based off the book. Yeah, let's see. Bwana Devil says it's kind of a B-movie adventure kind of thing.
Huh.
And, yep. Uganda Railway. It doesn't have Patterson as a character, but it's the same kind of thing. The advertising tagline. The miracle of the age. A lion in your lap. A lover in your arms. And then Killers of Kilimanjaro. It was Robert Taylor. I think he's the lead in... the 1960 version of Time Machine that I like. Maybe.
So, John Patterson, after the events of this movie, Man, I had forgotten how, like, how good the gory parts in this movie are. Like,
oh, no, yeah. That, I mean, that first kill.
It doesn't linger on it for too long, because I'm sure it would start to look, like, rubbery and weird. But, like, the practical effects that they have, you know, the lions eating these mannequins, it actually looks, it looks good.
Even the lion itself there, like, can get the bloody, mane, and, I mean... I mean, that wasn't horrible. They kind of slowed it down on purpose, but...
Yeah.
Ooh, there's the Foley work there for your sound, Oscar. With the crunching bones.
Uh-huh. That was a split diopter shot right there with the two lines. That was pretty cool looking, too.
Man, I you always catch those. I could never even notice them.
So after this, after he was, you know, fighting these lions, John Patterson served in the Second Boer War, which we talked about in Breaker Morant.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I read that and forgot about it.
And then he was, he commanded the West Belfast Regiment of the Ulster Volunteers in Northern Ireland, which we talked about in The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Well, not that unit specifically.
That's right, yeah, because, like, basically John Patterson has actually been in our right. timeline multiple times.
And then he was in World War One, fighting in the Gallipoli campaign with the... so he was really big into the early Christian Zionist movement.
That's right!
And he's actually, like, he's considered the father of the Israeli Defense Force.
That's right.
He had an all-Jewish unit in World War
I. But like in this really almost like creepy way where he's a Christian that supports the Jews because the Jews need to bring about the second coming.
Oh, really?
That's what, he's not Jewish. He's a Christian
right,
Zionist.
Right, he's not Jewish, but he's...
no,
he's big into like the Jews having their... Like,
but I looked like on the Wikipedia page where for the Christian Zionist stuff, though, that's like basically what it said, like, because the Jews need to be in Israel for Jesus to return.
Oh.
So it's almost like they're trying to bring on the second coming kind of thing. So that's also a whole little side point of his character.
Yeah.
That's definitely not in this film at all. But yeah, that's definitely crazy that he's in so many different movies we've discussed. Or, you know, at least... in the periphery thereof. Okay, now I was way wrong on the Robert Taylor guy who's in The Killers of Kilimanjaro. Rod Taylor is in the Time Machine movie I was thinking of. I don't know who Robert Taylor is. There's a character in Killers of Kilimanjaro called Hooky Hook.
So... Patterson became close friends with Benjamin Netanyahu's father, Benzian, and he named his first son, Yonatan, after him.
That's right, I read that as well. That's kind of crazy. Well, and then we talk about, too, that Netanyahu's older brother, with that same Jonathan, was killed during the Munich stuff.
Is that the same guy? Yes!
Right?
He is! Yeah, that's the same guy.
Crazy.
That's so... He has so many connections to other...
Yeah.
Other episodes.
More than about anybody who's not, like, famous.
Yeah.
Like, Churchill makes sense to be everywhere, but John Patterson is everywhere? You would never think.
Don't they go... So, what's going well? What of my request for soldiers? Tell you before you're on your own, there'll be no soldiers here.
I promised my men protection.
Where's Starling? Why about the oaths and Bibles? I brought them. Is he here? Where is he? Where's Starling? Here he comes.
How much better would this have been if Ray Fiennes instead of Val Kilmer? From the accent work to start with.
I wonder if they cast him just because they like he would have been a draw.
Oh, it was a financial thing? Get people to the Val Kilmer movie?
There's no reason. But this is the year a British guy.
This is the year after The English Patient. Like you totally get Ralph Fiennes and be somewhat marketable with it.
Yeah.
ghost and the darkness have come. In English.
It's what the natives are calling the lions. There's a legend here. Two man-eaters are ignored from.
Yeah, he's not even doing that.
Right.
That is just Val Kilmer's voice.
These lions are not like lions.
But it seems like sometimes he's trying a little bit.
How have they killed? About 30, I should think. West.
I almost respect that, though. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm just not going to do it.
I'm a movie star. Yeah.
Well, he's like, I'm, you know, maybe he knows that, like, accents aren't his thing, so he's like, I'm just gonna just suspend your disbelief.
You're right, and definitely more of a 90s thing. I feel like nowadays they make more of a point to get those things correct, and they don't necessarily fear the box office loss of not having a major star there.
Yeah.
I mean, they still do those kinds of things, but, like, a movie like this, just make a better movie and you make more money. Again, I feel bad because I like Val Kilmer, but... Okay, so here's the first trap.
I placed it here because this is the area of the camp where the lions have attacked the most. I'm surrounding it with a bomb of what? A fence. Except for this small area here opposite the store. Just what kind of lunacy are we dealing with here? The other side of these bars will be bait, human bait. I'll start things off. Out here will be a tripwire for this sliding door. Oh, genius. The beast will enter, tripping the wire. The door will slide down behind him, trapping him. You, meanwhile...
This is a little Maiden Butler dialogue, isn't it?
Yeah.
And will shoot him at your leisure. Are you running a high fever, man? How could you conceive of something so idiotic? I didn't conceive of it for the lions. It was for a tiger and Indian. But it worked. In point of fact, it didn't. But I'm convinced the theory is sound. You made a mistake hiring you, Patterson. The world is watching as I need initiative. Not contractions. I need a professional hunter. I'm better than Cape Remington, I assume you've heard of him.
No, sir, because he's fictional.
I wish you were here right now. But by the time you find him, the lions will be dead, and I'll be back on schedule.
Oh, there you go. He said schedule. He's very British.
All right, the job's still yours, but only because it would take too long to find a replacement, I'll go. But if I have to return, you're finished. I will then do everything within my considerable power to destroy your reputation. Fair enough. How do you hate me? Helena, everything is collapsing on me. Every morning the ground is soaked with blood. The workers feel I brought this terror since it didn't begin to my arrival. Whatever I try, they seem to know. All the death.
Yeah, that's kind of poor coincidental timing. That it's like... Oh, I show up, and then all of a sudden these lions start attacking.
Oh, right, right. And then if you have a superstitious tribe, they associate it with you.
Like if he shows up 2 months later after there's a few lion attacks, right. Like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll help you out.
Also, I don't know if we mentioned, or we mentioned obviously why the lions might have liked the taste of man flesh, but also male lions typically hunt alone. So not just the going after men was weird, but hunting in, as a tandem was kind of right. Unique.
Yeah.
I I think I saw a video where it said this was accurate too. Like they should have the lion point blank and they just miss.
Because it was going nuts and it was like shaking the car.
Right.
And it was moving and they're moving and the car's moving and it just, even though they're so close.
And hard to keep your poise. But apparently that's accurate. Although I don't see how he could have got, because he didn't just get back out the other end here. I don't see how that's realistic.
They shoot the door. The chains that's holding up those railroad ties or whatever it is on the other end.
Oh, okay. That one. There we go. And then it jumps out. Okay.
Oh, that's actually accurate too.
That is
one of the guys in the cage had hearing damage because of how loud the lion was roaring.
Oh, that's crazy.
This movie does a good job for it being 1996 and, CGI not being what it is today. Like the editing to have it look like those guys are actually fighting.
Right. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good. Yeah.
And it's not the trace of blood anywhere. It's insane.
I'm sure you became close many times.
Must be blood.
The next time will be better. Next time will be as this time the devil has done to Samo.
That's ridiculous talk. You don't really believe this.
Now you're telling me my belief? I don't think so.
I wasn't and you know it, so don't force it.
They didn't even wound it.
We do have a problem in Sago. Yes. Finally, we agree. You're right. We do.
You have the problem in Sago.
That's a very Wyatt Earp from Tombstone move.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening while I talk? Because you got a question you need answering. Will I pull this trigger?
Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
We pulled the trigger. I'm too lucky. The devil has come to Sabo.
Oh, you're right.
I'm the devil.
The devil has come to Sabo. What do you mean? I am the devil.
I'm a man of peace.
You sound like a man who wants to live.
Most certainly. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, that's an excellent decision. Your name is Abdullah.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure we're going to meet again.
I think it's been a pleasure.
He looks, Abdullah there looks familiar too.
He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's been in a lot of Indian movies. Om Puri. Is the actor's name.
I'll pull it up because I've seen more Indian movies than you, so.
Well, he's also been in a lot of American movies where he plays like an Indian guy. Like he was in he was the president of Pakistan in Charlie Wilson's War.
Okay.
I'm trying to look through here and see what other stuff he's been in.
Yani, no me. Homie. John Patterson.
Hi.
Well, he's got over 300 credits on IMDb.
Yeah, Muhammad Zia ul Haq in Charlie Wilson's War.
It will cost you 10 heads of cattle. It takes some getting used to.
Why didn't you tell me alone?
You did not ask.
Didn't get a chance to thank you.
What? What did I do?
Got me out of trouble.
That was nothing. Samuel was there. He would have done something. What was that all about, anyway?
They're over 40 dead.
40? That's amazing.
There's a few things you should know about these lines.
Let me save you some time now. You're the engineer, and you're in charge of building the bridge. Am I right so far?
That's right.
All right, I am not an engineer, and I don't want to be in charge of building that bridge.
That's right.
Now, I'm sure you probably hate Sabu as much as I do. No, Beaumont, you're not the imbecile that he says you are. So what do you say we help each other? Now I'm going to help you by killing the lions, then leaving. And you're going to help me by doing what I say so I can leave. You see a problem with that?
Actually, no.
Let us prepare for battle.
You went into battle with an untested weapon?
First thing I'm going to propose is a new hospital, right? And I want it built by tomorrow night.
What? That's a terrible idea.
Well, I'm sorry. You must be the doctor, right? I'm sure you know what's best.
Is it me, or is Michael Douglas an American doing a bad American accent?
Target. I suppose I can tell you I just saw fresh paw prints out there which make me think they're already thinking about me sitting here. But I don't want to answer you. Because when you question me, you are saying to me that I don't know what I'm doing. Now anybody here think I'm a fool, then please speak up right now. Colonel Patterson.
Assistant AD. Okay, yeah, you got me. Okay, so the Samuel guy, who I guess is like his little right-hand African guy here,
yeah,
right there, he's in Black Panther. Is he the king?
He's King T'Chaka from Civil War when they get the in the bombing.
Right. So is that Black Panther's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that dies. Yeah.
Okay.
Kills a lion with one shot by luck. You might be useful tomorrow. Even if you're not, you should understand this may take me 2, maybe 3 days to sort this out. But when I leave, you're still going to have to build that bridge, so I don't want your men to lose respect for you.
Very considerate.
Well, I'm a very considerate man. My mother taught me that.
And from as we know that Michael Douglas' character here is an amalgamation. But we don't actually have the names of those people he's based on, do we? Or if we do, there's like no real information on them.
Yeah, I mean, it might say in the book or something. I didn't see it anywhere.
Okay.
Online.
Time won't be.
And he brought that tribe with him, right? Kind of? Michael Douglas? They were like in the grass and stuff when he showed up.
Yeah,
and...
yeah.
Oh, interesting. They're implying that he's like from the South in the Civil War.
Yeah, well, I think he was trying to do a Southern accent, but again...
Is that why he has a bad American accent? He's trying to do a Southern?
Bad American accent because he's trying to do Southern, but it's just not very good.
Not very good slash existent.
Right.
That's the untested weapon in question. I said that's the line I always go constantly because there's always something you come up with, whether it's sports wise or in some other game. Just anytime you try something that you haven't tried before, I always say you went to battle with an untested weapon.
What is that from?
This.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying I use it, it's coming up because he just switched guns with that guy. And then that gun's going to misfire.
Right.
And he's like, yeah. Oh, it's not my gun.
Oh, that's, yeah, because he, when he's like face to face with a lion and he pulls
it clicks.
The trigger,
it clicks. Dry clicks, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it does that, that dolly zoom.
Yeah.
So they were just talking about, oh yeah, his country just fought a bloody civil war. It's like, yeah, what was that about? I wonder what the civil war, what they were fighting over.
Yeah, they didn't really mention that, did they?
See what he says.
And actually, that's kind of interesting because you think of his character's age. So this is 35 years after the end of the American Civil War.
He might actually be a Civil War vet.
Yeah, like legit, yeah. Yeah, that would time out about pretty well. And even if he's only 50 here, that's 15, which is Civil War fighting age.
Right.
Cool visuals here with like the more British garb, the green of the grass, and then the tribal get-ups. I don't know. And I don't know enough about to know if any of that's accurate as far as like the tribal look. Well, we also figure Kenya. You think about the Kenyan flag, kind of looks like,
yeah. You still have that Kenyan flag hanging up somewhere in your house? I remember you had it at Epic.
Yeah. So my junior year of high school in speech class, we had to like pick a country to talk about for a speech, and so my visual aid was nothing too fancy, but like hand drew a Kenyan flag, like, you know, 14 inches by 20 inches, and yeah, I still have it. Kind of picked them just because of the distance running connection. And Kenya does have a really cool flag.
Yeah.
That was not him. That's part of that Oscar-winning sound work there.
Yep.
Let me just cover my mouth here while the... That's so bad.
The music in this movie is really good, too.
It's kind of crazy that the worst pieces are the most expensive ones. Let's see. So if we go with Ralph Fiennes for the Val Kilmer role, who would we cast as the plucky American hunter? Ooh, you know what'd be good? Val Kilmer.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who at this time would have been around Michael Douglas's age.
Oh, give me a Daniel Day-Lewis, man.
It would have been way too expensive for this movie, though.
More expensive than Val Kilmer?
Nah, that's a good point. Yeah, because this is the year after Batman Forever Val Kilmer. So this is probably, this might be peak expensive Val Kilmer
in
1996.
And Michael Douglas would have had American President right around this time.
Yeah.
But Daniel Day-Lewis was like maybe in one of his many hiatuses. And this is pre Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he had the Oscar for Mile of the Foot, but that was, you know, kind of an indie film.
Mm. Well, this would have been after Last of the Mohicans, though, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, that's worth checking.
And this is after The Crucible.
All right about the same time.
So, like, his acting chops would have been well-known at this time.
That's true. But I don't think he's necessarily a box office draw kind of guy.
Yeah.
So Ghost in the Darkness, 96. Shoot, isn't The Crucible also? Crucible, 96.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why they couldn't get him.
That's true, he was busy. I'm trying to think who else. Someone about that age that's like, you know, like Edward Norton's way too young. Like, so you want someone with like the gravitas still.
You know who would have been fun in that role, but is probably too young and would not have been menacing, but more of a, I don't know, maybe probably would have taken a lighter tone? Oliver Platt. As the Hunter guy?
That'd be fun. Click. I do love his eyes widening.
Yep.
And that what do you call that kind of zoom in?
It's a dolly zoom.
Dolly zoom?
Yeah.
That's actually a beautiful shot. But it is kind of crazy. Everything about this movie is good except those two main guys.
Yeah.
I guess, who is the director? Stephen Hopkins.
I don't know that I'm familiar.
Yeah, I feel like the name sounds kind of familiar. He's 35 directing credit.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
Ooh, he's doing a Dark Tower TV movie. Or sorry, did in 2020 and I never heard about it.
Lost in Space.
Oh, he's mostly a TV guy, huh?
And the first season of 24.
Huh. There it is.
You exchanged weapons. You went into battle with an unproven rifle.
Oh, unproven rifle. Okay, I guess I always say it wrong. All those common misquotes. I said untested weapon.
Okay, I've got it. Brad Pitt, at his age now, time travels back to 1996 and does Lieutenant Aldo Rain for this Hunter guy.
I think that just might be your masterpiece. These lions ain't got no heart. I think what he says is it's I want my lion scalps. Every tribesman here.
I kill a business, and cousin business is a
move. Every tribesman here owes me one lion scalp, and I want me my lion scalps.
Your status as a lion hunter is still amateur. We came to see if you want to go pro.
We got a lion here that wants to die for his country. Oblige him. Let's turn this off and watch Inglourious Basterds instead.
General Patterson and I will spend the night waiting in the old hospital. Won't we, Colonel?
And I can assure you, with a fresh sense of blood, those lions are going to find it irresistible.
Have you seen The American President? With Douglas from the same time?
Yeah, where he's...
The single president?
It's like him trying to date...
Yeah, it's Annette Bening. Yeah. I always really liked it. It's Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's underrated.
I've only seen it the one time.
Ugh.
I don't remember much about it, other than that I liked the Sorkin dialogue.
I just remember before they finally sleep together, he says, like, now, any preconceptions you might have about me being... and she says, the most powerful man in the world. And he's like, yeah, it's more of a title, really. Yeah. The other one I always kind of couple that with is Dave with Kevin Kline and Sigourney Weaver. It's just because it's also about the president.
I don't think I've never seen that one.
And they came out about the same time, within a year or two of each other, I think. And that one is almost like a Prince and the Pauper thing.
Okay.
The president goes into a coma, and they're both played by Kevin Kline, but like he plays a like nobody who looks just like the president.
Oh.
And so they bring.
I've heard that movie, but I've never seen it.
So they bring him in just so no one freaks out that the president's incapacitated,
right?
And he just pretends to be the president, but then of course ends up being better than the actual president at being president.
Yeah, because and doesn't he realize like, oh, I kind of like I have like the power because what are they going to do?
Yes, and actually gets like some progressive legislation done, and it's actually cute. It's kind of charming. It's very unrealistic, obviously, and. Crazy illegal if they got caught.
Yeah,
especially right. They might even mention the movie. This is technically a coup.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is one where they set up the fake hospital with all the blood, and then the
right.
And
so then they move all of the patients into a new hospital on the other side of camp, and where the old hospital is, they basically butcher a cow and put a bunch of. Like fresh meat and blood all over the place.
Is that your idea? Excellent notion. I used the same device myself once.
Oh, there's a little bit of almost Southern accent. Why can't these guys act?
I don't know. Maybe they spent all the money getting. Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer, and they didn't have anything left over to hire them accent coaches.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not trying to.
Also, it's 1996. They probably just did not care.
No, you're right. We're kind of at the tail end of where you would have the colorblind casting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would cast the white people to play anybody. Not that these guys, I mean, these characters would have been white, but like, as far as not worrying about. Oh, it's also the whole thing where, like, you would never actually. Double language, you would just speak in English and call it a
right.
different language, like in all
like
that.
The World War II movies where all the Germans speak English.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. Exactly. We're still kind of in that era, which we've kind of gone away from, fortunately. He's already realizes that they're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
That's kind of a good moment. I'm still picturing Daniel Day-Lewis in this role now, but I'm also doing it like the last of the Mohicans way. So he's just yelling to Patterson, stay alive no matter what occurs. I will find you. Is he going to come from the floorboards? They do probably do a good little, almost like the raptors in Jurassic Park. They kind of make the lions too smart.
Yeah, but I mean, they were in real life. Like,
I know they failed at killing them, but it seems like they're almost like they are kind of this like this supernatural intelligence. I guess I always think like in real life it was probably just more they sucked at hunting them, not that the lions were actually that smart. Just the things that usually work didn't work.
Yeah.
But not because the lions knew better.
Johnny, get the lot.
I thought they like to eat feet first.
Maybe that was just the one guy.
He had tasty feet.
We must not leave. That's my hospital, for God's sake. We must not leave. Let me go, Samuel.
See, I like to think of that as being like, you know, Black Panther's dad versus Davos the Onion Knight.
I think that shot was just a guy in a lion suit tackling another guy.
It didn't look great, but I don't know if it looked that bad. Get like the R.O.U.S.'s and Princess Bride.
It's the Wizard of Oz lion suit. Just a guy on two legs.
If I were king of the forest. So were there only two guns in the whole camp? Is that the idea?
Well, I think there's three.
Three guns. Oh, yeah, that's it. The one that doesn't fire.
What was actually a thing in these railroad camps is there's no guns. Like, the only people that had guns, you know...
Oh, because
like
the Brits don't want to arm the locals.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because then it's like, yeah, we're not building this railroad.
And they also, you know, he's asking for the
soldiers. Oh, no, Davos!
He's asking for the soldiers. They're not going to send in, like, British military, especially when there's, like, places that are way more contested militarily. Then, like, this is just a railroad site. And they don't care how many...
Right, the only threat is wildlife. Right.
They don't care how many native Kenyans or, you know, Indians...
But they do care at the delay, because here's all the workers now leaving.
Right, yeah. But they don't care how many of them get eaten. As long as the railroad gets built.
Wow.
Because, and I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I'm sure that it's a substantial number of... the number of workers that died from just, like, accidents or heat exhaustion or disease was probably dwarfed the number that ever died from lion attacks.
No, right. But this happened too, right? Where the workers all leave at one point?
Yeah.
And then basically, in real life, they killed the lions, the workers come back? Which is kind of what's going to happen here?
I'm pretty sure that's correct, yes.
I say spoiler alert, but if you're watching this movie along with us and haven't seen it before, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, thank you. Probably better do it that way anyway, since it doesn't hold up that great. A good hat. Where are his cool glasses?
They're not combat effective. Maybe that's why he keeps missing.
Oh, true. It's not like he has contacts.
Right. Maybe he just decided to start seeing. You could do that, right?
Yeah.
You're just being lazy and wear the contacts. You could, if you really wanted to, you could just see, Rich.
You can do anything. You gotta believe. Don't give up on yourself. What was the guy saying in the UFC last night?
Oh, yeah. Stand up for yourself.
Then stand up for yourself.
Yeah. That is kind of a badass looking necklace with those lion claws on it.
Oh, yeah. And didn't Patterson actually kill both the lions himself eventually? Like, he had the help, but the kills were actually both Patterson?
I'm not sure. I know that they both got killed, obviously. I just don't know if he's the one who actually delivered the kill shots on both of them.
It's funny how I didn't notice it before. Besides, science and other things on my mind. It's not actually something I would appreciate, except, you know, I got up this morning. It's just such a pretty design. The setting is so beautiful.
Been hit. Yeah. Getting up is up to you. And they're only lions.
Yeah, they're only lions. Well, I just saw some first paw prints heading out that way.
Where?
Yes, we both did.
Let's go after them.
I was growing up. It was a book.
Where was this filmed?
Don't know.
South Africa.
Okay.
Because of tax laws, it says. Basically, it's probably must have been cheaper to film in South Africa.
What happened to me?
Well, I got bigger.
Okay, and this is also saying, like, so the reason they didn't go with the maneless lions, one, it does look better on film to have lions with big manes, just because that's what American audiences especially are used to.
And it's probably harder to tame.
Yes.
The Tsavo lions.
Exactly. Yeah, they said basically the maneless lions are more aggressive, so it's just not worth using them.
Well, and, like, for entertainment, like, there are companies that have lions
right.
that are already...
Oh, right. You'd basically have to get new lions to tame, yeah.
Right, you would have to go find the lions and then try and tame them and then hope that they don't maul somebody on set.
Right. Okay, so this is where they find that lair with all the bones, right?
Yes.
Which I'm trying to think, wasn't that accurate too?
So...
Or something like it?
He says this is basically how he described it, was it, you know, this lion's lair with all the human bones, and then the only clue that anybody had was a photo of the outside of the cave, and I, for a lot of years they just didn't know where that cave was.
Okay.
I think it did end up getting found, but I don't think that there was like the piles of human bones in them.
But there was some or something. Okay. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
Ooh, the lions drew self-portraits. Lions, don't do this. Know we've been here. They're gonna dox me, and all the lions are gonna go to my house. Yeah, I don't think they had a warrant before they went in there.
Oh yeah, they're definitely violating those lions' Fourth Amendment rights.
Have you ever used in a car? What? What car? Is that one of those things you learn in India?
Figure. All right, so it says that researchers did find the cave, and spent 3 weeks excavating it, but didn't find any evidence of the human bones.
Okay. So was Patterson in India before this, like they're mentioning here a couple times? I don't see anything about that.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be in some tree too far away to protect you. Now, can you control your fear? I suppose I'll have to.
Because he only would have been 21 in 1898.
I don't think so.
So it's almost like this was his first thing, yeah. They kind of made him a little older then, didn't they? Because Val Kilmer's definitely not 21 here.
Anything to make your evening more enjoyable. Hey, this here's for you. You might need it.
Oh, so this says that they even searched areas where remains would have been carried by floods and didn't find anything.
Uh-huh.
It said it's possible the remains were carried away by other people or scavengers, but more likely Patterson actually discovered an internment site used by indigenous Taita people.
Okay, so he wasn't lying. But he didn't realize what he had found.
Yeah.
But you know something? I do believe this is going to work.
Why?
Because I think they're after you. Oh, Merry Christmas. Huh? Oh, yeah, this is the month.
That actually might time out, right? We're talking about like December 1898. Because all this just happened over the course of a few weeks and months, right?
Yeah. Yeah. December of 1898. The first lion is killed on the 9th of December, and the second one is killed on the 29th.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and this says that he was the one who actually killed both of them.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Did he pooch on the ground there?
Listen
to the baboon noises.
Yeah. Yeah, Logan's dog is enjoying the movie.
She thinks there's something in in the TV stand.
Yeah, she's looking for the baboon in the TV stand. So like the lion's night vision.
Yeah.
Well, he sees the black and white, but then there's red blood at the bottom of that.
Maybe he can see the blood. Maybe he sees in...
Schindler's List vision.
Oh, I was going to say Sin City.
Oh, Sin City. That's better. That's better. That's better. That was kind of a bad owl. There's no way this happened.
Yeah.
Although, again, Patterson was kind of a exaggerator, so he might have written about it. Well, I say that. I'm sorry. I keep kind of comparing Patterson to John Smith as far as exaggerating his exploits, but it may just be we can't corroborate them, not that he's necessarily lying. He was either just wrong or... can't be corroborated, but
yeah.
Maybe he's actually a little more forthright than I've been giving him credit for.
I'd say it's more likely that he's like a T.E. Lawrence. Like, some of the stuff he's writing about is accurate, but also he makes everything sound a little bit cooler.
Right, right. And again, everything's with that extra little shadow of he wanted the Jews to take over Israel so that Jesus would come again.
Why was he even into that stuff at this point?
Oh,
I didn't think that was the case until later on.
I gotcha. I mean, Zionist movements go way back, but I don't know at what point he bought into it.
She's sniffing every single shelf.
She's going to find that baboon.
She says, it's in here somewhere.
Oh my God. She's climbing up in with the DVD player. Interesting. So they just said Michael Douglas killed that one, huh?
No, he killed it.
Oh, that was Patterson?
Yeah, he shot it with the pistol when he fell off the thing.
Oh, I thought Michael Douglas just had his gun trained on it. It was like Michael Douglas was late getting there, and so Val saved him.
Excuse? Why on earth do you lock?
Because he's just like one of those bullies now. He's alone for the first time, and he's afraid.
Somehow, I don't think he's afraid.
You know, I just keep wondering if we're going to remember all this. I love Africa. I could never forget it. Figure young Johnny, I mean... so many things flash by, and at that moment you say, oh, yeah, this is going to stay with me, surely. I will never forget this dawn, this hunt. this passion and then it's all gone. Raoul stays here.
Another toast to memory. I would remember building the railroad, the Iron Snake. I was so excited. I can't think why. I know where I was to build the bridge.
You think John Patterson had frosted tips like that in 1998?
Most likely. I was thinking about the other guy's ears with the little extended lobes.
Oh, yeah.
And how that's just going to be some kind of makeup.
The memory that I wanted, that was the family that I lost.
No, Charles. You're a rather cheerful fellow when you get to play.
Or the John Patterson had that as perfect of teeth as Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Well, I should have warned you. Good night. Oh, John. When you meet your son, you hold him high.
Like Simba.
Excuse me. I'd like to see John Patterson, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell him that his wife, that his family has come to see him?
I'm trying to remember what I read about his marriage, too. I was thinking that, like, something was off with it. Like, did his wife die young or something weird?
Oh. Did he ever... Did his wife ever visit him in Kenya?
They were married in 1895, so 3 years before this. Oh, this is a dream. Sorry, spoiler alert. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Save us, Pooch.
You know, he's having those weird dreams from all the malaria medication he's probably taken because of... You have to take those when you go to Africa, you know?
Makes sense.
You gotta take that, what's the doxycycline or what's the other one?
Oh, I'm not a pharmacist. Charles Michael Douglas, I don't even know their character names.
Yeah. The music in this movie is so good. Listening to this makes me want to go on an African expedition.
Those thorns would rip him to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they kind of did, but it's pretty superficial.
That makes me want to pick up my rifle and go run across the African plains and hunt a lion.
The no corpse, no death rule gets a little tougher when corpses can be consumed. Or did he just cover the corpse?
I think he just covered the corpse.
Okay. The music is good. Blood, fire, lions, yeah. Okay, now he's an arsonist.
Seems kind of dangerous to just indiscriminately set a giant fire like that.
Oops. Home.
How unfortunate.
Right. What are the odds?
That his gun fell right through the gun-sized hole. I wonder why he's got that, like, double-barrel percussion cap pistol when, like, revolvers totally existed at this time.
They're just better weapons?
I don't know.
Get down. Oh. I get down, he's gonna start eating me.
Yeah. Also, I'm gonna call bullshit that Val Kilmer cannot run faster than a fully grown male lion.
Yeah, this is a little Leia getting chased than Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
And lions can climb decently well, I think, right?
Oh yeah, all cats can.
Okay.
I haven't seen videos of lions doing it, but have you seen, like...
Wouldn't it be better to take the shot than to throw the gun? Oh, I guess. It's just clearly yes now, but... That's, yep, he just broke things.
He must have the no fall damage cheat code turned on.
Okay.
Because that's the second time he's taken a fall from like 25 feet up and has just been completely fine.
Also, do you roar as you get shot? You think you just like that would stop the roar, but... Yeah, that wasn't great, but it worked. Lion dead. Music happy.
Yeah, have you seen videos of, like, the leopards that'll, like, carry a...
Oh, like a whole gazelle. Yeah, up into the tree, yeah.
Yeah.
So no one tries to steal their lunch.
Right.
The
He died of dysentery.
Patterson, you're lying, killer. I do wish I'd be here tonight.
How are you doing?
Tom, that my honey. Okay, welcome.
Don't you want to?
Mm-hmm. I think it's sour, Nigel.
So I guess we should say too, so like the railroad didn't actually last that long, or sorry, I guess just to say it got folded into other lengths of railroad. So if you look at it, when they talk about the building of it, it went defunct not long after it was built, but then that, I think that's just because it got folded into, yes, this is defunct in 1929, but I think that's technically because it just got reincorporated into a larger railway system. So I was actually got a little confused on what the state of this length of track was in the future, because it says defunct, but that may have just been incorporated into a larger railway system. So I'm not actually sure if this length of railroad still exists today or not.
Is the bridge still there?
Well, yeah, I was kind of meaning those like one and the same. Yeah, I couldn't. It's kind of a hard thing to Google. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because you can't just be like, is the railroad track bridge over the Tsavo River that they talked about Ghosts of the Darkness still right there? Google doesn't like that research.
And even if you found one on Google Maps, like, how would you know
the same one, same
like,
location?
There's gotta be multiple.
Right. And also, they could have rebuilt it and stuff. Railroads do tend to last a while. Simba! And then he joined Maximus in the afterlife. Which Patterson himself, well, he's not at the Field Museum in Chicago, but he did die in the United States, though. He and his wife moved to California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so he actually died in the 40s in California.
Huh.
All right, well, everybody, that was Ghosts in the Darkness. Thanks for joining us. This was either a grand success or a colossal disaster.
Oh.
Much like this movie.
Is that a photo of the actual bridge right there?
Oh, maybe. But William Goldman wrote the screenplay?
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that. Princess Bride and everything else. Yeah, maybe we'll do this again. Maybe we won't. Maybe this episode won't even air air. But, thank you, Logan. Final thoughts?
I would say be sure to actually watch the movie, but if you're listening along, you probably already have, or you just did, so.
Yep. Or we also are going to have this as a shorter episode.
Oh, that's right.
Regular bonus episode. But yeah. So, let us know what you think. Maybe we'll do this again. And
this was a lot of fun.
It was kind of fun. It was kind of just, makes me think, I always remember watching the commentary track to Braveheart, where it's Mel Gibson talking. But he talks so intermittently, kind of like us, or like kind of like we did. So you kind of just forget that he's even there, and it's like, shut up, Mel, I'm watching the movie. So maybe that was us, but yep. Well, credits are rolling.
Hope we added a little bit of historical context to the.
A little bit, like I said, yeah. Overall, fairly accurate. And just, you know, with the Michael Douglas character not really existing and...
Yep. Fairly accurate. Good movie. Bad acting.
Yep. Give it a B-. B-. I say it's if we've ever rated any other movie on a grading scale. But yeah, Logan's been fun being in the same room while we're watching the movie.
Just like old times.
When was the last time we ever watched a movie together?
Honestly, probably one of the times we watched, what was the Prefontaine
movie? Oh, like Without Limits? Yeah. For high school cross country? Yeah. That's fair. All right, credits rolling. The ladies can feel free to talk at any point.
Is that it?
I think that's it. I think we're done.
All right.
That's a wrap. See y'all later.
That's a wrap.